Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM. You can listen to him on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. Michael, thank you for joining us. Can the Browns be coached worse than they have been through eight games?
Well, I mean, look, it's not a question of coach. It's execution. It's demanding. I mean, I think all those things are problematic for them. And I don't think it's just all on Freddie. I think it's the combination of players. I think it's the expectations. I think it's the you know, who's in charge, how many voices are in the organization. You know, the NFL is a paramilitary organization. You got to have one command, supreme commander, and it works from the top down. And it's hard when there's a lot of different voices and players don't seem to understand that. And, you know, I think that's why Bill Walsh said to me in 1984, we're only competing against eight, and he was right.
Michael, do you think that there is one voice here in Cleveland? I mean, does John Dorsey have too much power? I mean, is he making the decisions on the field?
Well, I don't know if he's making the decisions. He's not qualified to make decisions on the field. He's not a coach.
Yeah.
But it certainly is making all the decisions in terms of players and who's on the roster and who plays and who doesn't play. And I think that, look, I worked for the supreme person in this area. I worked 10 years for him. There's nobody who had more control, more power, or more knowledge. Knowledge is the key word here. That Al Davis did, and he couldn't operate the team successfully from the owner's chair. This is a game of football that has to be run through the head coach's chair. When the guy stands in front of the team every morning, the players got to believe they work for him, not somebody in the front office. And I think Jimmy Haslam, the owner, knows this. I tried to convey it to him when I was there. I'm not sure that he hears it. He writes it down, but I'm not sure he hears it.
We're talking with Michael Lombardi. So you talk about Jimmy. All right, you know, I was saying, yeah, we were talking about the coach earlier in the week. We're talking about the struggles of the quarterback. And I was saying that, yeah, it's bigger than that because these problems have been consistent with Jimmy. And even, frankly, before that. I mean, the Browns haven't been any good since Bill Belichick was here, at least on any kind of consistent basis. And before that, obviously. But can the Browns win with Jimmy Haslam as the owner? Let me ask you that.
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, I think I wrote about the Jets in the Athletic this week, and I talked about the characteristics of what makes a great owner and why the Jets have failed miserably, and I would apply the same to the Browns. I mean, you know, what you want from your owner is you want somebody who's going to create stability, right? You want somebody who's going to use common sense. I'm not sure Jimmy always uses common sense. I think Jimmy listens to way too many people inside and outside the organization. You know, he's got John Dorsey is an old school scout who kind of goes by what, you know, he doesn't care about character. He cares about how guy plays, and he's got Dee Podesta, who's the opposite of that, working in analytics, thinking he can merge that. You know, this is not a collaborative effort. This isn't the Beatles. This isn't a rock and roll band. You need to have one voice. And I'm just afraid that if you read that column of all the things that, you know, Jimmy can do, he just doesn't do any of them. And it's a learning curve. You thought that the time in Pittsburgh would have taught him some of these things, but I don't think it's going to happen. Look, you can fire Freddie. You know, go fire Freddie all you want. The problems aren't going to go away. The problems are organizational and institutional. And so it's like, you know, we killed bin Laden, but we still have a war on terrorism. You know, we didn't end that, right? This is a cultural issue. We're talking culture. That's why I wrote the book, Gridiron Genius, because people think Belichick's genius, and people misconstrue what happened in Cleveland badly because they were poorly educated on what he was doing by the local media. But the reality here was, Belichick's job is to establish and maintain culture on a daily basis. And Modell, when he was there, didn't really understand culture, nor did he want culture. He wanted to make the fans happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the difference between Bill in Cleveland and Bill in New England is really zero. It's really Kraft allows him to install the program. And when he was in Cleveland, he wasn't.
Michael, obviously everything you say about Bill is correct. I'm curious, though. You know, it's not like Bill never takes a questionable character guy. Obviously, he took Josh Gordon. He took Antonio Brown this year. Is it because they have such a good culture, they can afford to take a chance on those guys because as soon as they're done with them, they move on? It's not that you
how long do you think, you watch the 49er game, could Callaway have been any worse in that game? Goes the wrong way, drops a touchdown pass, has a false start. How long do you think he would have played for the Patriots?
Oh, not long.
There's your answer. There's your answer.
So it's not about...
You're either coaching it or allowing it to happen.
Right.
Belichick will take a chance on a character guy. He took Albert Haynesworth. Once he realizes it's a waste of time, then it's over with. Then what are you doing?
That's right.
I took the guy in the fourth round because I got a great value because they tell me he's a great player in Florida. Well, you're not going to win with guys that don't care. Then he gets suspended. Then he runs. Did you see the reverse? Nobody's even talking. The reverse, he ran the wrong way. Beckham's trying to run it. I mean, at some point, what are you doing? You're playing it, and then the next week you're throwing him the ball.
Yeah. I don't know why he's playing so much. Yeah. It's a good point.
It is a good point. Michael Lombardi joins us on the hotline. Michael, do you think that Freddie survives? I mean, do you think – I don't know what the Browns –
No. I think it's all about – see, the difference between Modell and Kraft, Modell was always trying to give hope to the fan base. And because Bill was negative via the media – because of the releasing Bernie and all the things, that didn't give hope to the media. So that didn't give hope to the fans. And I think Jimmy's a little bit like Modell. He wants to send hope to the fans, and he's probably going to try it now. The question's going to be who could come in there and set up their structure. No one from the Belichick tree is going to come in there and say, okay, John, bring all the bad character guys you want in here all the way. Well, I'll coach him up. That ain't gonna happen now. That's not even remotely gonna happen.
If John Dorsey backed off a little and allowed Josh McDaniels to do his thing, would Josh take the job?
I think I just made it really clear. That ain't never gonna happen.
You don't think there's any way John Dorsey will change?
I think as long as he's got the authority in the building, I don't think John feels like he needs to change. John gets good players. John's very much like Al Davis. He gets players. It's the coach's job to make the players better. That doesn't work in the NFL today. I watched Al Davis do it. The reason we won in Oakland was because Rich Gannon was an incredible competitive guy, and he got things in check. It wasn't because we ran the West Coast offense. Rich Gannon took the leadership of the team. That's why. The Belichickian way doesn't work when somebody who's never been in the Belichick way is going to come in and work with a coach who has. That has no chance to work.
How come you think all the Belichick guys, though, have not succeeded? I mean, to some degree, Bill O'Brien's had a little success in Houston, but generally they haven't succeeded. Why hasn't it worked in other places?
Because why did Sinatra look bad in a leisure suit? Because they try to be Bill.
Yeah.
The media, go back and read the paper when Bill came to Cleveland. He's just trying to be like Parcells. We don't hear that anymore, right?
No.
We haven't heard that narrative any longer. That stopped, right? He never was trying to be like Parcells. That's who he is. And sometimes I think these coaches that leave Bill try to become somebody they're not. Now, I don't think Romeo did in Cleveland at all. I just think Romeo's probably at where he is probably the right level. He's a great defense coordinator. And sometimes that's really the case, right? Some guys get jobs that they're probably over not qualified for, but they get them because of the success of the past. But it's sometimes too often guys try to be Bill when you got to understand Bill is authentic. There's nothing about Bill that's copying Parcells. There's nothing about Bill that he's copying someone else. He's authentic leadership, and that's why he's so successful, and that's why sometimes guys go on. Sinatra in a leisure suit never worked in the 70s. He had to go back to a tuxedo. It's really about that.
We're talking with Michael Lombardi. Michael, what do you think is Baker Mayfield's biggest problem here in year two? Why is he regressed?
Well, I think Baker Mayfield has – I think he's – first of all, Baker Mayfield is 2-10 in games he has to throw the ball 35 times or more. He's been self-appointed. The media made him out to be this unbelievable – Baker Mayfield needs to be managed. Like all quarterbacks, they need to be in a system that is perfect for him. He needs to be under center more. That game needs to go through Nick Chubb. When he throws the ball 35 times or more, he's 2-10 in those games. He needs to be – most people think because he's short, he needs to be under center. He needs to be in shotgun. No, he needs to be under center. He needs to separate the defense. He has trouble seeing. He's had 51 passes batted down by the opposing defenses, almost 7 a game. That's remarkable. Most quarterbacks have about 22 so far this year. He gets more. That means the defense has got their hands on 51 passes. He needs to be in a system where Nick Chubb's the guy. They're running the ball. It's play action. We're going to run boots and nakeds. We're going to move the launch point to keep him out of the pocket so people can't read what he's doing. Once people understood you attack him in the paint and force him to throw the ball from the pocket where he can't see. Think of the first throw that Richard Sherman picked up. He's got the guy wide open. He couldn't see he was wide open. You're dealing with a six-foot quarterback. You have to work around it. And as more you're in shotgun and the more you're in spread, those rushing lanes become problematic.
Michael Lombardi with us. Michael, the Niners are 8-0. They're the only undefeated team after the Patriots fall to the Ravens last week. How good are they? How much of a contender are they in the postseason?
Well, they're really good. I mean, Kyle's an outstanding coach. He runs a really good offense for what Jimmy Garoppolo can do. Jimmy's a play-action pass, throw-it-down-the-field guy, very accurate, got great toughness, good leadership skills, and their defensive line's really good. They're winning football the way it needs to be won. They're winning because they've invested in Eric Armstead, first-round pick. They've bucked their first-round pick. Solomon Thomas, first-round pick. D. Ford, high-salary guy. Bosa, first-round pick. Ron Blair, fifth-round pick from Appalachian State, he's going to make a fortune in free agency this year. They've got six defensive linemen that are hard to block. And when you can do that, when you can rush five against a bad line, like the Browns' bad offensive line, right? You're rushing, everybody has to block one-on-one. All of a sudden, they can't block anybody.
Michael, we saw the Ravens. You mentioned the Patriots lost their first game. It was to the Ravens. It was an impressive performance by the Ravens on Sunday night. Lamar Jackson's been phenomenal so far, and now it seems like as long as he can stay healthy, he's going to be okay. What do you make of them right now?
You know, I said it when he came out in the draft. My son coached at Louisville for 2 years. I watched every game Lamar live. I saw this guy. He's dynamic. He was not a wide receiver. He's the most explosive quarterback. He's better than Michael Vick, right? Even Michael Vick admitted he was better than Michael Vick, right?
Right,
I thought of that coming out. And, I thought that's who he was coming out. He ends up being the fifth quarterback picked in that draft. And the narrative about how the Ravens have built their team around him, and when they select, that's, to me, that narrative, why did they trade down all those times if that's what they were going to do? But I think this guy's unique. I think Greg Roman's done a great job of coaching an offense that fits him. Remember, the quarterback is like a baseball stadium. You've got to tailor your team around his strengths. And when he doesn't play within the framework of his strengths, he looks bad.
What's your favorite baseball stadium, Michael? You referenced baseball. What do you got?
Well, I grew up Yankee Stadium. My dad used to take me to those games up there. And, look, when you're building the Yankees, you got to have a lot of left-handed hitters, right?
Because especially now. Even more now. Now it's
so,
a joke.
And you've got a deep center field, so you've got to tailor your team. That's called team building. See, this whole notion that we're going to pick players, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't work. If you go to the Belichickian school of building a team, it's not about let's grade the draft. No, look at that. Look at Bill has – 11. He has one of the best defenses in football. Of those 11 players, only two are wanted. He's got three from the Browns. And they're playing way better for him than they ever played for the Browns.
Mike, that offense in New England this year, people are saying it's not nearly as good as it's been in the past. What do you see from it?
Well, I think, they're playing with three backup. 2 weeks ago, they played three backup offensive linemen. They had to play Brian Ferentz, Kirk Ferentz's son, little kid used to run around the building in Cleveland. They played him at right guard. He's a 30-year-old first-year player in the NFL, right? They had to play Ted Karras from University of Illinois at center, and then they had to play Marshall Newhouse, who they just picked up off the street.
He's terrible.
In August in the offensive line, and they're managing their way around that. I think now when they get Isaiah Wynn back, put him at left tackle, they got Shaq Mason back at right guard, they're good. Karras is going to still be a little bit of a concern at center because David Andrews is out. However, that being said, now they got Sanu, they've got Harry back. They're going to be really good on offense because now they found out where they're going. They need a tight end that can block. I think losing Gronk more in the run game than the pass game has been a problem.
You think there's a chance Brady plays for another team in the NFL?
No, I don't. I don't.
Always seem crazy.
I think Brady loves football. I think Brady wants to be courted. I think Brady wants to be loved. But I also think Brady knows. Did Joe Namath look good in a Ram uniform? Did Johnny Unitas look good in a Charger uniform? That does Brett Favre in a Jet? No.
Jerry Rice in the Seahawks?
Well, we had him in a Raider one. That looked good. He helped us get to a Super Bowl, but I agree with you.
Michael, fair we enough. Appreciate the time, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
All right, that was Michael Lombardi, radio.com, Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Listen to Michael Lombardi on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, available on radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.